Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Colin McGuigan for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Delighted to be joined here in Phoenix, Arizona with Eddie Hearn. Eddie, talk to me about that weigh-in, first of all.
I was just like a fanboy, really. You know, I was just sort of standing there. I mean, these fighters, you talk about, I mean, the card is unbelievable. We're going to have 9,000 here tomorrow. It's going to be electric. So many good fights. But of course, the main event, it's just Chocolatito, he kind of baffles me, really, you know? Like, I look at him, and I think the funniest thing about these guys is, imagine Chocolatito piping up outside the pub, right, and giving it the big one. You'd look down and go, are you? And he was just, like, literally 10 seconds later, he'd be out. And he's such a humble individual. And when I look at him, I just see someone like, just at complete peace with the world. Obviously, a very deeply religious guy. But, like, he's facing off, and it's going to be raucous in here tomorrow night. Raucous. I mean, you heard a little bit of it there. It's going to be Nicaragua, mostly Mexico. But, like, he's just so calm. And they're sort of looking each other in the eye, sort of, you know, sort of. And you just know this guy's going to go out and throw hundreds and hundreds of punches and just give us one of the best fights we've ever seen. Honestly, like, when we had Canelo Triple G 3 recently, it was a decent fight, but it just didn't live up to what we hoped it would live up to. And I can't really help with that. Obviously, we believe in great fights. We sell great fights. But the proof is always in the product. And you know with these boys, I can just sit down there tomorrow night and go, I'll go home. You know, I don't even need to know what's going to play out. I know what's going to play out. You're going to get one of the greatest fights of all time. And one of the greatest atmospheres of all time. And, you know, in a world now in boxing where it is, and I understand it as well, it is really 90% about the money and 10% about the legacy. Like, this is quite refreshing. This is quite soul cleansing, I use the word, you know, where you just, these guys, they want the legacy. They want to fight for their country. They want to go down in history. They'll always push for as much money as they get, and every fighter should. But it's just different, you know, it puts a smile on your face.
Whenever you look at the reaction you get from the fans, and I talk about a second ago, a guy comes up to you with a Nicaragua, where is it there? Yeah, it's like a baseball jersey with your name on the back. That's what I'm just about to get on. You know, you're maybe not as well known over here, but let's see if we can get that in the shot. What do you make of that? Because, like, in the UK, you get a lot of stick. Over here, you're definitely not as well known, and I know that's going to hurt your ego a bit. But
a bit harsh.
Over here, you're not as well known, and the fans seem to take to you more. What do you make of that, and why?
Look, the Canelo signing has obviously helped me massive. Like, there isn't really a Mexican fight fan who doesn't know who I am because I'm Canelo's promoter. But, like, it's different here. Like, I've been doing it for a long time in England. A long time. 14 years. And I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I started out like I'm starting out over here. They're very supportive, and then obviously you reach the top, and it's like they just don't want you at the top. And then you're fighting to stay at the top. But I'm on the way to the top here. Pretty much at the top, but, you know. And I just, you know, it's just nice. Like I said, someone mentioned the other day to me, they tweeted me and they went, the only person that cares about the global whatever it is you. I'm like, I've got a plan for boxing globally. I love this sport, right? And I want to take it to places that maybe don't get the attention or have the ability to grow. Because the sport is universal. And yeah, of course I want to be the biggest in Britain, and that will always be the most important market to me. But to come here and do 9,000 in Phoenix for Chocolatito Estrada 3, to come off the back of doing Canelo Triple G in Vegas, to doing Bivol against Ramirez in Abu Dhabi, to doing Para against Jarvis in Brisbane, to go to Mexico, like, that for me is achievement. So it's really, and when I go to those places, they make me feel really good. Because they literally like, we thank you so much for coming here. I'm like, and then I land at Heathrow and everyone goes, wanker, you know? So like, yeah, it's good. It's good for me as well.
Other than Chocolatito Estrada, what's your pick for the fight of the night?
You know what? I actually think Martinez Carmona is going to be a great fight. This Samuel Carmona, he's only 8-0. He's already won the WBA International, but he's had lots of amateur experience, over 200 amateur fights. He was an Olympian. He was in the World Series of Boxing. He beat Galaio Fai a couple of times in that. He can really fight. And Martinez has got a lot to prove. He looks in tremendous shape. Like, we've not seen him in this kind of shape because he's moved from Mexico to San Diego to train with Eddie Reynoso properly. That's going to be a great fight. Also, Nicaragua against Mexico, Christopher Rosales against Joselito Velasquez, great fight. You're starting to see now with Pacheco the response he's getting from the fans. Obviously, he's not from here. But they're just watching him. They're getting excited about him. He's 15-0. Amo Williams got a great fight. Mark Castro's got a tough fight as well. Herrera's got a tough fight. Beatriz Ferreira's got a tough fight. It is a brilliant card. I will say, it's a card. I mean, not. I think the main event can bring casuals in, but it's really a fight fans card on Saturday night. Like, tune in from, if you're in the UK watching this interview, tune in from, I don't know what it's going to be, 11 o'clock, something like that, 10 p.m. start. And just watch every fight on the card. It'll be a great night and it won't disappoint.
I heard actually Barry Jones on an interview say that he might go to sleep during the Fury fight and wake up for this one. We had some comments from Derek Chisora yesterday. What do you make of those?
Yeah, I saw that. You know, I don't know, it's very strange. You know, said DAZN is just dead with YouTube fights and then he come up. But DAZN's really looked after Derek Chisora. I mean, the Joseph Parker fight, of course, the Pulev fight. And, you know, I'm very excited about the schedule that we're putting together for the new year. Right now, we're in the stages of confirming January, February, March, maybe even April, you know, and it's going to feature the biggest names in boxing. And, you know, I think that it's weird, you know, like I said, I think I might have said to you guys on Brawl Boxing, like, I look at what we're doing, I look at the value that DAZN are delivering for a fight fan. What they have to do is, I mean, look, the KSI stuff and the YouTube stuff's giving them huge subscriber base. But from a boxing sense, you know, for me, the greatest product in boxing, right? Unquestionably. But Eubank Ben was obviously a kick in the nuts because that's the one that's going to transcend to the casual fan. And of course, signing Anthony Joshua will also give you the opportunity to do that. So the product in America is in a fantastic place. You know, they have a huge amount of subscribers. The viewership in America is huge. And I've got to be honest, like, the UK is ahead of where we expected to be. And a lot of that is down to our schedule, but also the YouTube stuff. And KSI Dylan Dallas is going to do huge numbers on DAZN. So, you know, it's a real strange industry where it's like, I don't know. I still sometimes try and get my head around it. But after my conversation the other day with Shelley Finkel, I kind of thought to myself, do you know what? I feel like I've kind of grown up, you know? I feel like I've matured a little bit. And I feel a lot wiser. And then I watched Bob Arum's interview yesterday, right? Where he was just going off, going, he doesn't know, is he even in America? What is he doing? I mean, all right, let's look at the fights that I've done in America this year. And let's look at the fights that Bob Arum has done in America this year. This is a guy that's supposed to be the GOAT. There's Alicia Baumgardner, the unified champion.
The one.
How are you? You all right?
Oh, you know.
You coming in?
Yeah, we're coming in.
This is a new look.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, I do. It's good. And we're ready to almost announce where we're going. You know?
What's next for the bomb? Next year's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
Very excited. Women's boxing is on the map. Thanks.
You're everywhere, by the way.
I am. World tour.
I know. Cleveland, Abu Dhabi, here.
I feel like a mini Eddie Hearn, right?
Where's next for you? I mean,
next we're going to Florida.
Florida.
Orlando.
Right. Better get in training camp.
Oh, we've been training.
Oh, good. I saw
always.
That. You hurt your hand?
No.
You were just punching me with one hand the other day.
Yeah, I'm just working on details.
Drills, okay.
Yeah.
Silly me.
Yep.
Right.
All right.
Thanks, Alicia.
Yeah, I just, and then, like, I look at Aram's comments and I just think to myself, why would, like, you can't look at what I've done this year in America and go, fuck me. Like, so there must be a need, a reason why you want to say that. I mean, partly because he's off his absolute tits the whole time on weed, edible, like whatever it is. He's fucking mental. But secondly, like, I don't know. But this is the problem. I think we might have talked about it on Brawl Boxing as well. I keep dropping Brawl Boxing here. Like, boxing makes you so fucking miserable, this industry. Honestly, the highs, I mean, I've been walking around this week, really enjoying this week, and I will love Saturday night, and I will stand there on Saturday, and this is why I'll never moan when things get tough, or because I'm very lucky to do what I do. Don't, you know, doesn't mean like you don't want to feel like you don't feel like shit sometimes, but the reality is I look at these people in boxing and I'm so scared to become one of them. You know,
are you scared to become Bob Arum?
I'm scared to live a life of misery and aggravation and just having the hump. And you can't not do it, Colm. Honestly, in boxing, it is impossible not to have the hump. It is impossible not to be angry. It's impossible not to be stressed. It's impossible to think, fuck everybody. So it's how long you want to do it. That's why I look at Aram and people like that. I've got massive respect for him. He's 92 or something. I mean, if I'm alive at 72, I'll be over the moon. I won't be in boxing. No way. No way. And I look at Frank Warren. And again, Warren, I have massive respect for Frank Warren. Because I look at him, get angry, and I just think, you don't need that, mate. Like, life's not about that. But the competitors, and so am I, so I respect them, I really do. But I won't do it. I won't do it because it's not what life's all about.
I'll touch briefly on that card, Fury, Chisora. How many pay-per-view buys do you think that does?
Don't know. It's like, I always get asked these questions and I reply, and then next thing I'm like, I've got an agenda. I would say if I'm putting a guarantee up for that fight, which is always a good, I'll put the guarantee at 200,000 buys. Doesn't mean it can't do 250 or 300, but that's what I'm guaranteeing. Yeah, because I just feel like, one, obviously the fight hasn't gone down very well. Two, it's a tough time. You're asking a customer to pay $26.95 for a fight, but Fury's a big star and Del Boy will always give it everything. So I think that, as always, you have the option to buy. And, you know, when tomorrow night comes and you're cold indoors and you might think, I'll spend 27 quid because I've got nothing else to do, or you might be out having a pint somewhere, I don't know. But, yeah, 200 would be the number that I would put a guarantee against. I think it can do 250. Can it do 300 with a push? Maybe, you know.
Well, I think we're getting pushed for time here in the arena, so I'll quickly move on. Chris Eubank Jr. made some strange comments. What do you make of those comments?
Which ones?
The ones about that he didn't see the first test.
Yeah, I mean, the situation is, what he actually said was, if I would have known about that test before I signed the contract, I wouldn't have signed the contract. We didn't know about it before the signing of the contract. We only found out about it well into training camp for that fight. His team knew about the test before the fight, but obviously there was a legal case going on. There was a confidentiality with the WBC, and the board knew about it at the same time as we knew about it. It's a difficult situation, but, you know, the good news is, obviously, from Maurizio Sulaiman, is they're dealing with it. You know, there's an inquiry taking place. He hopes, and I really do hope, because I don't see why it should go on beyond December, that it's taken care of by the end of the month, and we'll see what the outcome is. I've seen the facts, I've seen the evidence, and I would be surprised if he received the ban. But if he does, I believe it will be a small ban, and he'll resume his career. But again, not for me to decide, for the jury, for the legal counsel, to decide Conor Benn's fate. Whoa.
Oh, we've hit the lights out here. We might need to move this around the corner, Ed. Pick it up here, Ed. Obviously, on those comments, you're in a privileged position that you know a bit more than everyone else about the situation. But can you give me a bit of an idea?
No, because it's all in part of a legal case. But the problem is, when I say that, people go, oh, yeah. Like, I wouldn't come out and say that if I wasn't confident that he's got a very strong case. He still has to prove to the jury and the legal counsel his case. But, you know, I can only tell you what I believe, and I believe he's innocent. But again, it will all unfold in the next couple of weeks.
When Conor Benn does come back, do you foresee him going into a big fight like Chris Eubank Jr., or will he need a warm-up fight?
Good question. Mentally, I'm not sure how he's even, not alive, but how he's even, you know, sane. Because this has been absolutely horrific for him. And it will still, it's not going to go away, you know. Even if he is cleared, it still won't go away. So people still won't apologise. But also, at the same time, the decision now is just that. Do you go straight into a big fight? Or do you have still a big fight and then go into the big one? I think from Tony Sims' point of view, he would prefer the latter. And from Conor Benn's point of view, he would prefer to go straight in a big fight, because that's the kind of kid he is, you know? Man he is. So we'll see what happens, but he's in camp, really. Like, you have to think, you know, this test took place in July or August, whatever it was. We're in December. So any ban, you know, could see him fighting. I mean, if there's no ban, it could see him fighting early in the year. Even, in my opinion, the latest you're going to see him fight is next summer. So he needs to start preparing mentally and physically for his return.
You said Callum Smith will headline Liverpool March 11th, I believe. Will that be against Joshua Buatsi?
I mean, I'd like it to be. I think it's difficult because, obviously, Joshua Buatsi is looking for a fight with Bivol, and Callum Smith gets the winner of Yard Beterbiev. So we'll have to see. If the deal makes sense, it's a fight that can be made. But Callum Smith will be in a proper fight on March the 11th either way.
Is Buatsi under contract with Matchroom?
Yeah, he's got another fight left with us, and you know, he's going to look to do the Bivol fight. That's what we want. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what Dimitri Bivol does, because Canelo Alvarez, you know, at the same time, he wants to fight in May, potentially against John Ryder. And then from there, you go off and say, OK, what's Dimitri Bivol going to do? Well, if Beterbiev's tied up, Dimitri Bivol needs a voluntary defence, and we'd love that to be Joshua Buatsi.
Tell me as well, any US signings on the way, anything like that?
I mean, really, we're pretty happy with our stable. I mean, we've got our headline acts for 2023. We're always looking for talent, but it's now about bringing that talent through into championship level as well. You know, we're looking at a very strong start to the year over here. The main focus is trying to really sort of wrap up divisions and make unifications and undisputed fights. I mean, we've seen it in women's boxing, and then Serrano Cruz is a good example of that. Baumgartner Choi is another one, and we've got so many undisputed champions. But I'd like to do the same. And it is easier to do that in the smaller weight classes. Like, for me, flyweight division, I would love to see an undisputed champion there. We'll see what happens, obviously, with Martinez tomorrow night and Jesse Rodriguez early next year.
What US cities can we see you in at the beginning of the year?
US cities: New York, San Antonio, Las Vegas. I like Phoenix. You know, it's been a really good, like I said, we did Jacobs against Chavez here. We did 9,000 or 10,000. We've got the same number in tomorrow night. This is a good city, Phoenix. I think sometimes, I feel like London at the moment for boxing has been so saturated over the last few months. Like, you go up to Leeds, we'd have 8,000 in Leeds, you know? We only had 5,000 for Dillian White because there are four shows on. London's just packed with shows. So I think we need to look like we do in the UK, the same in the US. Phoenix, San Antonio, maybe go to states and cities that aren't saturated with boxing.
Other than Canelo, who can headline in Vegas? Because you did refer to Vegas, sir.
Yeah, Canelo Alvarez is obviously the front runner for that. But also a lot of big fights that we're planning and a lot of fighters that we're talking to. Vegas is obviously, you know, a hub for boxing. If we wasn't to go to Croke Park, there's a good chance Katie Taylor would make her fight in Las Vegas. That's a dream of hers. But obviously Croke Park is the debut, the focus for that. So I'd love to make it happen.
Are you still working with Triple G?
Yeah, not in terms of under contract, but obviously he's looking at his next fight. We speak to his team. I have a huge amount of respect for Gennady. Some big fights out there for him, especially against UK guys as well. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks very much for your time, Eddie.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.